Leaving CGI creatures and high-octane action in the dust, a new film puts a spotlight on parenting challenges.
You know, the word autism comes from the Greek, in your own world. I don't want him in his own world. I want him in this world.
Ezra tells the story of a divorced couple struggling to raise their autistic son. Faced with uncertain medical treatment and tough educational choices, the situation is complicated by the father's unconventional job as a stand-up comic and a well-meaning but sometimes out-of-touch grandfather.
You want me to put him in a special needs school?
Jenna knows I'm broke.
She knows you're still not over her. The man your age shouldn't be living with his father.
The cast does a fine job humanizing the complex situation, and director Tony Goldwyn seems comfortable in his wheelhouse of real-life relationship drama.
All I ever wanted was just to protect our boy.
I applaud the film for neither sensationalizing nor demonizing autism. It shows that the problem isn't the child as much as it is the adults. Whether it's strangers offering unsolicited advice, experts recommending conflicting solutions, or the parents themselves making their own bad decisions, the grown-ups can be the biggest problem.
Your son has been a danger to himself.
He's not dangerous. He's a challenge. Nobody wants to do work.
This hard truth is the film's greatest strength and greatest weakness, because not everyone is ready to hear that truth.
You're fighting for something.
You might have to suffer consequences, but it's worth it because you did it.
Relevant to many, but often frustratingly realistic to watch, Ezra gets 3.5 stand-up mics out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.